Good morning. Once again, thank everybody for coming. In particular, I have some alumni here. Also like to thank my family, two fronts. Thank everybody for coming. Today's topic is a very interesting topic. We just came across this in yeshiva here, learning Maseches Gittin, but it really has relevance now in Yoni Dioma. This week is Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat Higia. As the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, really, the Rosh Hashanah Leilanos is one opinion that it's really from Rosh Chodesh. It's already passed. But Beis Hillel that we pass him like is Rosh Hashanah Leilanos begins on Tu B'Shvat. And therefore, Nafkamina and many halachas, including Trumos and Maestros, is counted from Tu B'Shvat. Now, we know these halachos about Trumos and Maestros are tuloy in peiros, which are grown in Eretz Yisrael. That's why sometimes you'll get an alert that this supermarket is selling, you know, Jaffa oranges. So you have to be careful, whatever, to make sure that everything, Trumos and Maestros, are taken off. For the most part, here in America, it's not as intense. If we be in Eretz Yisrael, obviously the halachas and Trumos and Maestros are very, very important. Now, if I'll ask the average person, what constitutes produce that is chayiv in Trumos and Maestros? So you'll tell me, oh, it's produce grown in the land of Israel. Then I'll ask you the following follow-up question. What constitutes produce grown in the land of Israel? What is the land of Israel? That's not a political question. That's a halakhic question. What constitutes peiros grown in Eretz Yisrael? What's included in that? So I assume people will tell me, well, Rabbi, you know, we have a biblical state to the land of Israel. And yeah, you know, look at the Bible, look at the Chumash. We'll see very soon that is not the correct answer. Part of it might be correct, but that definitely is not the correct answer. And the sugya of Kibush Yachid will shed some light, hopefully, on what constitutes the land of Israel. So if you look on your sheets, there's a Gemara that appears in Gittin. Really, the source of it is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara reads like this. Tana Rabbanan, b'shlosha drachim shava Surya l'Eretz Yisrael. In three ways, Surya is like Eretz Yisrael. U'v'shlosha l'chutz aretz. And three ways like chutz aretz. Now, we're going to learn Surya with just the Gemaric translation, land called Surya. There, Rashi says Surya is Hiaram Tsova, the Kavshu David, and David is one who conquered it, Vosifa Eretz Yisrael. I did do some research, and there are those that say Aram Tsova, especially if you have a Syrian background, right? They'll say is actually Aleppo. So some would say the land of Surya, which is not so crazy, is really the modern day Syria, with the capital being Aleppo, Aram Tsova. But that's just in parentheses. There's this land of Syria, which David HaMelech conquered. And the Gemara here is saying in three ways it has a din of Chutz Aretz, three ways is din of Eretz Yisrael. You can go through the list. Gemara first says, Afra Tamei K'Chutz Aretz, the land is Tamei like Chutz Aretz. Mocha Avdel Surya, Kamotz Mechutz Aretz, in terms of selling an Eved, a Mevi Get Me Surya, Kamevi Mechutz Aretz. There are multiple halachas we treat Surya like Chutz Aretz. However, the Gemara says, Uvashlosha Eretz Yisrael, in three ways as the din of Eretz Yisrael. We're going to focus on one of these three ways, but let's go through the list. Chayev is ben Maisu Vashviyas Eretz Yisrael. It's Chayev in Maiser, it's Chayev in Shviyas and Shemitah like Eretz Yisrael. Rotsu l'kanes l'bitara nechnas. In terms of tumah v'tara, you'd have to be careful going in. And va'kona sada b'suri, going for Yerushalayim. You buy a field in Syria has a din similar to buying a field in Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara analyzes the first of the last list, the list of lands, of ways that it's doma to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Chayev is b'maisu v'shvias k'Eretz Yisrael. Kasavar, this Gemara holds, kibush yachid shmei kibush. The conquest of a yachid is a valid conquest. What does that mean? I will show you today, seemingly there's a three-way machlokas, what kibush yachid means. So let's first read Rashi Shita. Kibush yachid. So Rashi says, kibush yachid de David, this conquest of David, shlo hayu kol Yisrael biyachad, that all Jews weren't together, kederech shahayu bekibush Yehoshua, like they were at the times of the conquest of Yehoshua, shayu kulam, that they were all there, vekivshu letzara kol Yisrael, and he conquered it for the needs of all of Judaism, kodim chaluka, before the land was divided up, but David only did it for his own needs. So in analyzing Rashi, it seems that Rashi is pointing out two factors. What is a kibush yachid? Seems like, according to Rashi, a very simple definition. But two factors. Number one, let's contrast Yehoshua to David. Right? We know Yehoshua is the one who led the charge to conquer Eretz Yisrael. How did he do it? Well, Yeshua did it with all of Klal Yisrael together with him. And he did it for the benefit of all of Klal Yisrael. That has the din of Eretz Yisrael. But a conquest that was done by an individual, now, David didn't do it by himself, but it wasn't everybody with him, wasn't, I guess we call the national army, and it also wasn't for national interest. It was for him himself. Political benefit in having Syria. So that doesn't get Kedushas Haaretz. According to Rashi, there are two factors which will define, is this part of Eretz Yisrael or not? Number one, is it an army that is considered Rov Yisrael involved in it? And number two, was this land conquered for all of Israel? If those two factors are not met, like by David's time, then it doesn't have the din of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But for the record, even the fact that Rashi mentions two things is a little bit funny. There's a Rashi I found later on in Maseches Gittin, the Mem Zayin, but Rashi only mentions the first of these two factors. But it seems simply Rashi has a very basic definition. Kibush Yachid means an individual's conquest. In order to be part of Eretz Yisrael, we'll see in a moment, soon, you have to conquer it the right way. There's a process for conquering it. Yehoshua is the guidepost. What is Rashi's contrasting? What is considered a way to conquer Eretz Yisrael? Let's look how Yeshua did it. Yeshua did it with all of Israel. He did it for Israel. So that has a din of the land of Israel. But when the process is done, not like that, when David HaMelech did it, not with the whole army, not for everybody in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't get the din of Eretz Yisrael. That's what comes out according to Rashi. Now Tosfos, on the same page, Daf Ches over there in Gittin, Tosfos writes the following, Kibush Yachid, first he brings Rashi, Peirush Pekuntres, this is Oz Beis on your sheets, Shel Hayu L'Shem Kol Yisrael B'Yachad, Kamo B'Kibush Yehoshua, it wasn't everyone together like they were in Yeshua's time, the Kivshu Tzura Kolam, and Yeshua did it for everybody, Ava David L'Kavash El L'Tzarcho. That's a quote of Rashi. Avul b'sifri, Lefarish Tamacher. Tosus says there's a Sifri who gives a different reason. Bisov Parshas Vayegev. Demashma official Ohaisa Adain Kalarso Kavusha. You know what David HaMelech did wrong? The entire land of Eretz Yisrael, the basic land of Israel, wasn't yet conquered. Kida Amar Hasam, Samach Apartaria Shalcha Lahorish. Close to your palace, it wasn't inherited yet. Perish, Yevusi, the land of the Yevusi, Shaya Samach Lushalayim, which is close to Yerushalayim, wasn't yet conquered. So Hashem has a taina on David. The land right near your palace, the land not far from Jerusalem, wasn't yet conquered. And you're going to go out to Syria to conquer more land? So that's why Syria doesn't have the din of Eretz Yisrael. But Tosfos writes, Avo acha shekol Eretz Yisrael kavusha. But after the time when all the land of Israel would be conquered, Darish Hasam, then we make the drasha, Minixiv, Kol Makom Ashetidra of Kach Rat Lachem, L'chol Yitlena, every place where your feet trample on that land I'm giving to you, Shekol Masha Yikavusha Mechutz Aretz, Hayikodesh Ba'afil Yachin. Once the order is met, once the basic land is conquered, then you know what? If you want to extend, even a yachid would work. So it sounds like from Tosfos, right? Tosfos says, first and foremost, this is a tam acher. This is different than Rashi. And he says, furthermore, he even gives, also showing a moment, the nafkamina. Tosfos says, based on the Sifri, you know what the problem of Syria was? The fact that David HaMelech did it out of order. David HaMelech should have first conquered the land of the Yevusi, which is right near Yerushalayim, part of the basic, more basic part of Eretz Yisrael, and then gone on to conquer Syria. David HaMelech did it out of order. Doing it out of order leaves that land not part of Eretz Yisrael. There's a process. It has to be done in order. If you don't do it in order, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. But here's a nice nafkamina, Tosfos points out, between him and Rashi. But once the land was conquered in order, I'll conquer all the Zainamim, the Yevusi, I got that all. And now I want to go add on another land. Even a yachid doing it, even an individual doing it, that would still have the din, according to Tosfos, of Eretz Yisrael. In Rashi's world, let me just first clarify. In Rashi's world, we said, what defines whether something is made part of Israel? Well, who's doing the conquering? Was it all of Israel? Was it for all of Israel? If those conditions are not met, then it won't be considered the land of Israel. In contrast, Tosfos says, no, that's not a factor. It doesn't matter if a yachid does it. It doesn't matter what his intentions are. No. Everything could be part of Israel as long as you do it in the correct order. The reason why Syria is not part of Eretz Yisrael is because Syria wasn't done in order. David first should have conquered the land of the Yevusi and then gone on to conquer Syria. Since he didn't do it in order, that's why it didn't work. But if once the order is met, then any land could be annexed, could be considered part of Israel, as long as it was done after the Seder. That's Tosfos Shita. So it comes out pretty major machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Yes?
So according to Tosfos' practicality, after the fact, after David conquered the Yevusi area, could he have then gone to the local government there and done like a fast Kenyan back and forth, and then it would annex it on?
I see you're a good businessman. Right? Fast numbers there. You're pulling. What you're bringing up was if there was a problem in the order, is that a problem which is something that forever messes you up or not. Very good point. Right? Seemingly, right, that itself might, you know, it's a little different than Rashi. Rashi's world, the problem was how you conquered the land. So if you did it with a Yachid, then seemingly forever that's a problem. You didn't conquer it the right way. You can't bring back, you know, the Goyim that you drove out.
Why not?
Huh? I don't know. We're not bringing back the Native Americans.
Well, we try.
But when it comes to here, it sounds like there's an order issue. You did the process wrong. You know, let's say, you know, it came in, sometimes you have to do a mitzvah in a certain process. So if you messed up the process and it doesn't count, okay, do over. Let's try it again. So that's a good point. And there is, it sounds like in Tosus's world, it's not something which is eternally messing you over. That you didn't do it correctly, right? It just didn't do the right order. So, okay. So, after that land is conquered later, can you perhaps then go and do it? Yeah. It would seem if we'll have to talk exactly, you know, how you get the land of Israel. So far, all that we've seen is only one process, conquering the land, right? It doesn't matter that it's written inside the Chumash, that this is your land, that doesn't automatically make it our land. What makes it part of Eretz Yisrael, we'll see even clearer this in a moment in the Rambam, is the conquering of the land. So according to Rashi, he says, what's the process that you have to do correctly to make this part of Israel? You have to conquer the land with the Rabbim for Eretz Yisrael, as for the people of Israel, as opposed to Tosos. He says what's important is the order. The order has to be done the correct way, but once the order is done the correct way, even a Yachid will go and do it. So it's a major machlokas, Rashi and Tosos. Multiple nafkaminas. Yes?
As a relatively modern implication of this whole discussion, you know, during the Yom Kippur, the Rebbe, Lubavitcher Rebbe, said to the generals in the army that they should go on to Damascus.
Yeah. Wow.
And of course they didn't listen. But it probably was based on the discussion.
Fascinating. So you're bringing up modern conquests of the state of Israel, which I'll even touch upon at the end of Sheer. Yes. I think this Sheer is just eye-opening in understanding what constitutes Eretz Yisrael. But you're right. There are quite a bit. I'll go through practical implications of the understanding of the sugya. Excellent. Now, so far we did Rashi and Tosos. Yes.
I don't know if this is coming from here, but in terms of the process, there are a lot of things that come off of that. If the process isn't met, you haven't done it. Like kosher the pot. If you don't follow a certain process, the pot isn't kosher. If you put your tefillin shel rosh on first and then shel yad, I don't know if you put your tefillin on. There are certain things that the process matters.
I see. Yes. In kosher, the process definitely does matter. And here. So we'll talk about that. We will see.
This is true in marriage, too.
Yes.
I was wondering, just it says, Kona's son is a Syrian, the Kona of Harura Yerushalayim. So with the Sifri that it brings is very nice, because he didn't conquer the suburbs of Yerushalayim.
Interesting.
I was wondering, like, why he bring in, like, the suburbs of Yerushalayim.
Interesting. Interesting. Very nice. Okay, so I'd like to go now to the third shita, which is the Rambam. Now, the Rambam is quite fascinating. I want to read together two halachas first of the Rambam. This is Rambam Hilchos Trumos on the bottom of your first sheet. He writes like this: Eretz Yisrael Hamur B'chol Mako. When we talk about the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael, what is it? Right? It's the Rambam talking. I'm going to define for you what is considered the land of Israel. Right here. Very important Rambam. So I'm going to ask you, what is the land of Israel? I'll refer you to the Rambam, Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. Eretz Yisrael Amur B'chol Mako. He Artzo Shekavos Osam. These are the lands which were conquered by a Melch Yisrael, either by a Jewish king, O Shofet, or the leader, right? O Navi, or a Navi, Midas Rov Yisrael, with the Das, with the consent of the majority of Israel. That is the definition of Eretz Yisrael. It's not what's on the map. It's not even right now what's written in the Chumash. We'll talk about that in more in depth a little bit later. But what constitutes the land of Israel, the Rambam defines, are the lands which were conquered by Melch Yisrael, Shofet or Navi, Midas Rov Yisrael, the Zeha Nikra Kibush Rabbim. And this is what we call a Kibush Rabbim. But Avol Yachid Mi Yisrael, but a Yachid, an individual from the Jewish people, O Mishpacha O Shevet, or a Mishpacha, or a Shevet, Shahochu V'Kivshu La'atzmam, they go and they conquer land for themselves. And the Rambam says a chiddush, that they go conquer land for themselves. Makom afil min al-aretz shenitna la'avram. Even if it's a piece of land which is written in the Chumash, this was given to Avram Avinu. Eina nikra eretz Yisrael. This is not considered the land of Israel. Kadei shinog bo kol ha-mitzvos. In terms of it getting the status for all mitzvahs. So even if you go to a land that is a land, look at the Chumash. This is land given to Avram Avinu. So the Schwartz family goes and conquers the land. This Sheva goes and does it. That doesn't constitute Eretz Yisrael. What it needs to be Eretz Yisrael is Melech on Shofet Onavi, Midas Rov Yisrael. But individuals, not. For the record, what does this look like, this halacha of the Rambam? This looks like Shitas Rashi. We'll get back to analyzing that in a moment. But the Rambam here gives a very clear definition. If you just have individuals going, even if it's the most biblically endorsed land, it's right there open in the Chumash. Just because it's written in the Chumash doesn't mean, halakhically, that has a din of Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam is writing. Furthermore, Rambam has an interesting halakha. Since an individual conquest will not be Eretz Yisrael, he writes, "Nezeh cholak Yoshua beiz dino, kol Eretz Yisrael shvatim." That's why Yoshua and his bezdin pre-divided the whole land of Israel to shvatim. Why? Even though they didn't conquer it, Yeshua is afraid when each individual Shevet will go to that land, perhaps there'll be a problem of Kibush Yachid. So that's why they pre-divided the land. Okay, this is the land for you, so this works. You're the representative to conquer this land. Fine. But otherwise, the ideal of a Shevet or Mishpacha conquering the land wouldn't make it the din of Eretz Yisrael. Very interesting. So this Rambam explains what the definition of Eretz Yisrael is. He also throws in the idea of why Yoshua divided up the land. All very important, because the definition of the land of Israel, right? Big thing you walk away from today's share. It's not what it clearly, simply says in the Chumash. You need more than that. The conquering of the land is what makes it an Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there is a lot to be said for who goes out and conquers the land of Eretz Yisrael, because that's what makes something part of Eretz Yisrael. It's a Beferish Rambam. Quite fascinating. Yes?
The two tribes that chose to be on the other side, I always thought it was because of military reasons that they wanted them to participate. But what you're saying, it's a lot of reasons. Because if they didn't participate, they wouldn't.
Excellent point. We'll talk about that. You know, Aver HaYarden does get a din of Eretz Yisrael. And you're right, because there is participation from a kibush. We'll talk about that. Yeah? And that does give it Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Yes?
So it sounds like he's arguing on the Sifri, on the Tosis. Because if the Rambam, is saying that Yeshua did it now, so that...
Excellent. Yes, I agree. This Rambam seems clear that he's going like the Shita of Rashi, that the definition of what makes something part of Eretz Yisrael is one simple question. Was it the Rabbim or the Yachid? The Rabbim or the Yachid? Now, let's see now Halacha Gimel. This is going to get us in trouble. Ha'aretz shekavash David, chutz eretz Canaan, the lands that David HaMelech conquered, outside the land of Canaan. Kigon Aram Naharayim, for example, the land of Aram Naharayim, Aram Sova, V'Achalov. Kiyotze Behem, Afal Pi Shemelech Yisrael Hu, even though he was a Melech Yisrael, Val Pi Bezdin HaGadol HaYa'osa, and he did it Al pi bezdin, eino ke eretz Yisrael l'chol davar. They don't have the din of eretz Yisrael completely. Also v'lo kechutz aretz l'chol davar, kon bavel mitzrayim. Doesn't have a complete din of chutz aretz like bavel mitzrayim. El yotz mechal chutz aretz v'yos ke eretz Yisrael l'ogia. They're sort of in limbo in between. It's not eretz Yisrael, but it's not chutz aretz. It's out of chutz aretz, but didn't reach the status of the land of Israel, which is really this Gemara that we talked about. It's not Eretz Yisrael, it's not Chutz Eretz. Look at the next lines. Why is it that Syria doesn't have the status of Eretz Yisrael? That's the Rambam's question. By now, we should all be able to answer the Rambam's question. Kibush Yalkin. It's done by Yechidim. No, look at the Rambam answers. Rimnesha Kavash Osam, Kodesh Yichvos Kol Eretz Yisrael. Because David HaMelech conquered it before he conquered the rest of Israel. El Nisha Ba Mishava Amin. The Ilu Tavos Kol Eretz Kedan Gvul Set Tchila, if he would have first conquered or of Eretz Yisrael, the Achaka Kavash Arto Sacheres, No. What is the Rambam saying over here? Here the Rambam saying like Tosfos. Here the Rambam clearly saying like the Sifri, that the problem of David HaMelech was it wasn't in order. Now that's quite baffling, because the first halacha he seemed to say like Rashi. One second. On the one hand, Halacha Gimel, Halacha Beis, he started off defining what makes something part of Eretz Yisrael. He quotes to you Rashi. Is it Al Das Rabin, not Das Rabin? Is it a family? Is it a Shevet? That's what he's focused on. In Halacha Gimel, he asked the question, David HaMelech conquered Syria. Why doesn't that fully have the din of Eretz Yisrael? I'll tell you why the Rambam says. And he quotes to us Tosos. He quotes us as Sifri. Make up your mind. Right? Till now we thought Rashi and Tosos were mutually exclusive. Tosos himself showed us there's an Afkamina. Yet the Rambam is quoting both of these ideas. Yes?
He's claiming David HaMelech did it just best.
Correct. Right. That is also something which I'll show in sharp contrast is a debatable point.
But that's what Rashi says the problem with David. He says actually
David
did.
Rashi doesn't spell it out, but I'll show you somebody in a moment who does. So it's quite hard to understand. What's the Rambam doing here? Steering the Rambam. The Kavna Rav, the Dvar of Ram, as the steering this Rambam. He says, Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel, make up your mind. Are you going with the Shita of Rashi? Are you going with the Shita of Tosos? Yes. He said there's a Nafkamina. According to Tosos, if you do it in the order, even a Yachid conquering it would get the din of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi would say not. How could the Rambam put together both Rashi and Tosfos? How to explain the Rambam's hybrid? So, as an introduction, perhaps answer this Rambam. Let's go back to Tosfos for a moment. Really, there's a basic question one could ask on Tosfos. Tosfos, you say Kibush Yachid is based on not doing it in order. Why then would you refer to it as Kibush Yachid? In Rashi's Pshat, the language is perfect. Kibush Yachid means an individual's conquest as opposed to the Rabbin. But in Tosis's world, what's the problem? You didn't do it in the correct order. So the language that Amoraim and the Gemara use to define the problem here shouldn't be Kibush Yachid. They should use the language Kibush Shalok Seder. Why are they using a language of Kibush Yachid? This question many Achronim ask on Tosfos. I found the Maharam Shif in the back of the Gemara refers the answer to this question for Tosfos, he said, can be found in the Ramban in Parshas Ekev. If you look in the middle of your sheets, the Ramban in Parshas Ekev writes the following. Umikan yatsa l'rabbeinu ha-machlokes b'Syria. We have this machlokes between our rabbis and Mara brings in Gideon. Machlokes about Syria. Shekoron osol kibush yachid. V'atam ki David kavish osol kiritso nafsho. David conquered it out of his own will. Shaloshol be'urim v'tumim. The Rambam uses very strong language. He didn't ask a shayla of the Urim V'tumim. V'lo nimlich b'Sanhedrin. He didn't ask the Sanhedrin because they would have told him, they would have told him, you first should have conquered these lands. V'yakar kingdom yirtze yilach eretz acheres. Kasha iftiach Hashem b'kan. That's why there's a ma'amar that says lo shmei kiddush, kibush. V'dino kemitzvas kedin chutz la'aretz. This is a sifri. So the Ramban here in Chumash is quoting the sifri, is bringing the issue that David HaMelech did it not in order, but he's adding one other nuance. He's adding the step that David HaMelech didn't ask a shayla. David HaMelech didn't ask the Rivtumim. He didn't ask the Sanhedrin. He did it b'ritzon nafsho. It's interesting. Right? Just for the record, we'll see in a moment. This Ramban is clearly arguing on the Rambam. The Rambam said, as was pointed out before, clearly, that Alpha Pi Shemelk Yisrohu in Halacha Gimel, Val Pi Bezim Agad Olay Ose. The Rambam said, David HaMelech asked the Shaila. David HaMelech was doing it Al Pi Bezim Agad. That's what the Rambam Maimonides writes. But Nachmanides argues. The Ramban says, it was Shaloh Pi Yom Vitumim, Vishaloh Pi Sanhedrin. We'll have to see. One of the things I found quite fascinating, you know, you think if you learn Navi and you go through the Pesukim well Navi, then you got the full picture. Not true. You know, our Torah is quite vast. There are many things which are not clear. And you see the Rishonim. You have Machlokes, Rambam, and Ramban. Did David HaMelech ask the Shiloh before he went out to remember Tumim? It's not clear in the Pesukim. So it's up for debate amongst the Rishonim. Yes.
Isn't it a hard stretch to start with if you have the king to automatically assume that if he didn't ask Bezdin or go to the Urim V'Tumim, he's not doing it for the good of the country? He's the king. Wouldn't the assumption be that he is doing it for the good of the country even if he didn't ask?
Very good point. Very good point. I think your point illustrates a very fascinating idea you see here. Even if you're David HaMelech, Noam Zmiros, we say it to him every day, and David HaMelech seemingly was head and shoulders above everybody. But you know what? Afal Pikein, we have a Supreme Court, we have a Sanhedrin, we have the Urim V'Tumim, and even David HaMelech has an obligation to ask a Shaila. Right? It's a fascinating idea. Right? And you find that, you know, even the great Gedolim, they sometimes have Shailas they're not clear about. They would, you know, ask Eitzah, ask a Shaila from other Gedolim. It's a very important idea. But you're right, you see that clearly from the Ramban's perspective. So again, let's analyze this Ramban. The Ramban is saying, bringing down the Sifri. He's saying like Tosos, the problem is you didn't do it in order. But at the same time, the Ramban's throwing in this other factor. You know what? You didn't ask the Shiloh. You did it for its own nafsho, and it wasn't the language it wasn't done for Shonasa Kiba Shahu Kimitsa Satora. Sounds like according to the Ramban, this is the explanation. You know why something is not part of Eretz Yisrael? It's not the fact that the order was messed up. The order wasn't done correctly. That's not the point. You know, to find something as a kibush yachid, it stems from the beginning. Was it done with the process of being al pi Hashem or not? Let me even qualify the answer I just gave a moment ago stronger. Of course, in general, there's an idea you have to ask a shayla, I have to do this. But it seems like over here, when it comes to the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, there's a higher standard. Of course, every mitzvah, everything has to be done l'shma, everything you have to ask a shayla to make sure you're doing it correctly. But when it comes to Eretz Yisrael in particular, the conquering of Eretz Yisrael, everything has to be al pi Hashem. A mistake in the order of the conquering of the land of Israel really dates back. This is not al pi Hashem. This is not, it wasn't, the process was just a follow through. The problem was you didn't do this al pi Hashem. Even a David HaMelech would have to ask Sanhedrin, if you didn't do that, that's not al pi Hashem. And therefore, that's not part of Eretz Yisrael. Kibush Yachid, according to the Ramban, is a kibush which wasn't done al pi Hashem. It was so nafsho, your own individual decision. It has to be the decision of Hashem. The issue is not how many people are fighting with you. David HaMelech could have taken all of Israel. That still would be a kibush yachid. David HaMelech could be conquering for all of Israel. It's still a kibush yachid if it wasn't done al pi Hashem by asking a shayla by going through the Urim V'Tumim. Very interesting. So that's how one explains the sheet of Tosos.
You're saying that in Tosos,
it's a little bit trickier than that. The Maram Shiv says it's for Tosos, for the record. And if you didn't ask a Shiloh, but somehow Lu Yitzur, everything worked out perfectly, that also may not have been a problem. You need both. He needed the fact that he made a mistake in the order. That's how it exemplifies itself. But really, the root of the problem was it wasn't al pi Hashem. It was
b'ritzo nafsho. So if we're done in the right order, and
that's a lead, sir. A lead, sir, is on the right order, but he didn't ask the shayla, go through the process of asking the shayla al pi Hashem. Right, that's a lead, sir.
Tosos should
have said this. Oh. Really, it's not a picture of. So you're right. That is why the Achronim do ask until Tosos doesn't spell this out. Yes, I remember in Shir a few of the boys badgered me for that. It's a good question.
If you just wanted why you say it so simply, the whole question is why did it say Kibush Yachid? Because this whole thing came about from a Kibush Yachid. In other words, you're right, the thing is the Seder. But why is it called Kibush Yachid? Because
Right. So I think if you just say that, it's just you're talking about, you know, how it generated. Why do we care how it generated? Why does that matter? And there is the Amorayim are talking clear. They're defining the problem with David HaMelech's conquest. So you're right, it generated by Yalkut. So what? If that has no halakhic significance, the Amorayim shouldn't have mentioned that. The fact that they're mentioning it must be, this is, I believe, what the Maharam Shif is saying, is that this was the root of the problem. The root of the problem was it was so nafshal. When it comes to conquering Eretz Yisrael, you need this higher standard. Yes? No, the Maharam Shif is saying that this is Upchan and Tosas too. The Ramban and Tosas are identical. Even though I agree with that point, it's a very good point. I would have wanted Tosas to spell this out. I would want to spell it out. But, I don't know, he thinks it's self-explanatory. I don't know. But that is how, that's clear what the Ramban is saying here. And the Maharam Shif says that's how you could understand Tosas too. Yes? Yes.
Is it possible that Sifri, no. Tosfos himself says, Abba the Sifri, Mefarish Hamach. Maybe the Sifri is arguing there's Agimara that says it's Kibush Yachid, and there's the Sifri that says a different reason.
My Talmidim prepared me well, right? They went through all these issues, right? The Pashtos is, yes, the Tosfos is trying to explain Pshat in the Gemara, because there is one Machlokas of Kibush Yachid. And that is what the post is trying to explain. But hold on. If you take this idea, one could expand this idea, perhaps, I believe this is based on the Dvar Avram, and explain the Rambam. Again, even though the Rambam and the Ramban vehemently argue about the details, the Rambam says, David HaMelech did it, Al Pi Hashem. David HaMelech did it, he asked the Sanhedrin. He asked the Rebbe Tumim. Right? He did. But here's the thing, though. David HaMelech did it according to the Rambam. Seems. The Rambam seems like he's not going like Rashi. He's not saying the problem with Surya was the fact that David HaMelech did it by himself. And that the Rambam says, no, he did it for Israel. He did it al-Pi Sanhedrin. He doesn't like Rashi. He also doesn't seem to say like Tosfos. The Rambam seems to say, right, he brings the Sifri, but he's also going to say, if a Yachid goes, if one individual goes and conquers land, even after the order was done, according to the Rambam, it will still be not Eretz Yisrael. Because he holds of Rashi's qualification. It has to be the Rambam. He holds of Rashi, and he also holds of Tosfos. But the Rambam's idea, this the Dvar Avram spells out, Sof, you know what the fault was? That David HaMelech did not do it in order. That's the fault. He did not do it in order. Did he ask a Shaila? Was it Sanhedrin? Yeah, he did ask a Shaila. But you know what? They got it wrong. David, together with the Sanhedrin, they erred. That wasn't the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wanted him. That's this Taina, the Sifri says. How are you going close to your palace? There's land that wasn't conquered, and you're going to Syria? So the problem was that they made a mistake in understanding what the Ratzon Hashem was. If you make a mistake in understanding the Ratzon Hashem when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, you might have done, but end of the day, your process wasn't correct. That's not part of Eretz Yisrael. Because this qualification, Eretz Yisrael needs Al-Pi Hashem. It has to be the Ratzon Hashem. Has to be, now it's not the same Ratzon Nafsho as the Ramban. He did ask a Shiloh. But this wasn't Al-Pi Hashem. The common denominator, hold on one moment. The common denominator between Tosas really, excuse me, the Rambam really equates all these two. Why does the process matter? If an individual did it, or the whole Israel did it, why does Rashi's issue matter? Also for the same reason. Because everything, there's a high standard when it comes to conquering the land of Israel, and it has to be Al Pi Hashem. Any mistake in the process is a death blow. Any mistake in the process of conquering the land of Israel is a problem which will not make it part of the land of Israel. Rashi holds that, Tosas holds that, the Rambam holds that. The difference between Rashi, Tosas, and the Rambam is how far you go, what constitutes such a problem. It's not such a far machlokas between them all. Rashi says the only problems which will mess up this land from being considered part of Israel are the process, whether it was done by a Yachid or by a Rabbi. Tosu says the issue is the order. But Rashi's issue was not a problem. While the Rambam says it's both. Rambam has the highest of standards when it comes to conquering the land of Israel. I need it to be done by a Rabbi and not by a Yachid. Well, when it came to David, David HaMelech did it with a Rabbi. He did it. He did it al Das Sanhedrin, and he did it for Rov Yisrael. You know what? He still didn't do it in order. Not doing it in order is a violation of this Kivush Yachid principle. Was it Al Pi Hashem? It wasn't Al Pi Hashem. If it wasn't Al Pi Hashem, even if you ask the Shaila, even with Das Rov Yisrael, that, even that, has a din of a Kivush Yachid, and therefore is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Yes. Okay, we could talk about Yeshua and his dividing. I'm not sure the story about that. You know, Rambam quotes that within his first bit over there.
Right, he says that that's proof of why Yeshua divided already. So
he was afraid that if they were...
Somehow that's considered already published or not published.
Right.
It's covered but not done in order.
Well, hold on. I want to get to a second part. So this, again, in summary... There's three shittas here between Rashi, Tosas, and the Rambam. Rashi says what matters is the war was fought by all of Israel. Tosas says what matters is the order, and the Rambam says what matters is both. But if you, to understand the Rambam, really even to understand Tosas, you have to use this idea of the Ramban, that the definition of Kibush Yachid is not just an individual conquest, there's others. Is it Al-Pi Hashem or not? Is this higher standard when it comes to conquering the land of Israel that it has to be done everything perfectly Al-Pi Hashem? Now, let me get to an important phase two. If this defines what Eretz Yisrael is, then why do we have borders mentioned? The land of Israel means whatever a Melech, Navi, or Shofet conquers. Done the right process, that's Eretz Yisrael. Why does the Torah mention the borders? In fact, the Torah mentions the borders three different spots. Parshas Lech Lecha, Parshas Masai, and Parshas Zosa Brasa. So, very good. So there's a fascinating sefer. You know, many people know of Reb Chaim Kanievsky as being, you know, the Bucky in Kol Torah Kula, you know, goes through it every year. But really the first thing that put him on the map was this sefer, or really this set of svar. Chaim Kanievsky wrote a Mishnah Brura on basically Hilchos Trumos and Maestros, everything in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a Mishnah Brura on it called Derech Emunah. Fascinating, fascinating sefer. He uses there's no Shulchan Aruch on it, so he uses the Rambam as the basis. Then he wrote this Derech Emunah, which is like a Mishnah Brura, explaining every line in the Rambam. Then he has a Bir Halacha going through the entirety of the complex sugyas involved there. Fascinating work. You know, to be honest, until I did the sugya and went through, you know, this sefer, you know, I knew, I heard of Reb Chaim Kanievsky's greatness, but when you read through the sefer, you see the man is phenomenal. You know, I was very happy that after going through the sugya and the share, I came up with the three machlokas. I went through him, and the Bir Halacha, he goes through the same three shittas, Rashi, Tosas, and Rambam. Pretty cool. So, he brings down the back of your sheets. in Yud Gimel over there. Metzino b'Torah Gimel Pon Gvul Eretz Yisrael. He found in the Torah three times the borders of Israel. Pamecha d'parshas Lech Lecha, Gabi Avram Avinu, Minar Pras Onach Mitzrayim, V'chashav Yud Amamim. That's the first borders. Pambeis b'parshas Masai, the Chashav Kol Gvulim. There goes through all four sides, the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And Pam Gimel, the Parshas is also Bracha, Ha'aretz Shahara Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu. So Reb Chaim goes on to explain, V'hinei Agvulos, Shere Parshas Lech Lecha, Shenin Ala Avam Avinu, Ho Nichvashu Me'olam. Very interesting. The borders that Hashem promised Avam Avinu, that far, that extent, we never conquered. We never saw it. V'hav Tocha La'asid Lava, Parshas Lech Lecha is a haftacha, promise Hashem is giving to Avraham Avinu for future times. She'az yichbazeh, avu b'mei Yoshua lo'hayim mitzvah l'kav sh'l'katsha. In the days of Yoshua, it was not a mitzvah to conquer it in Mekashit. L'chein eretz kini k'nizi v'kanmoni l'nizkash me'olah. Very interesting. Parshas Lech Lecha is a future haftacha, but it's not part of the mitzvah of what Yeshua had to conquer, and we never conquered those lands. That's only for future. Gvulos shav parshas Masai, the borders in parshas Masai, hima gvulos Yeshua nitzavu lichvos b'li Eivar Yarden. Those are the borders that Yeshua was supposed to conquer, putting aside Eivar Yarden. He writes, "Amnam lemais agam Yeshua kavash hakol." Yeshua was supposed to do parshas Masai. He didn't do everything. Umasha herakadosh baruch hu Moshe. Who in Eivar HaYarden, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the land, including the Eivar HaYarden. Lamu b'gemara kol shahara kol shparach l'moshe chayiv b'maiser. The significance of that is everything that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu was chayiv b'maiser once they conquered it. He kozen niskadosh b'mei Yeshua b'ketushas ha'aretz im yichmosh. So there's three times the Torah mentions the borders. So the borders lost in Lava, the borders in Lech Lecha lost in Lava. The borders in Masai, like I said, that's what's telling us what you should conquer. And for the record, Yeshua didn't do all that. And the third ones, the one of Zos HaBracha, include even the Eivar HaYarden. And because Hashem mentioned over there, that's why when Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven conquered it, that also has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Very interesting. Now there's another factor. There's really viewed in Jewish history two conquests. The conquest of Yehoshua is referred to as the conquest of the Ole Mitzrayim, those who went up from Mitzrayim. While there's another, we'll call it conquest, of the Ole Bavel, B'mei Ezra. That's a second quote-unquote conquest. So look what Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes over here in Samach Zayin. Hinei Ole Mitzrayim lo chziku b'chol gvul yaretz. Shenimim b'tarav b'parshas Masai. The Ole Mitzrayim, led by Yehoshua, didn't conquer all the lands which were spelled out in Parshas Masai. Demi high time lo kibush David b'Syria moab. And that's why when David conquered Syria, it didn't help. Yishim she'adayim lo nichshu kol aretz. Because the whole land wasn't yet conquered. So Hashem gave us borders. These are lands which you should conquer first. David HaMelech didn't, Yeshua didn't do it. So when David HaMelech went to Syria, that's why he erred, like we saw. Then he goes through, some people say, B'mei Shlomo, once he put a tax on them, so then putting a tax on them is like conquering them. Fascinating, no?
Yes.
Two ways to conquer people. Beat them up, or tax them. So some say such a thing. I'll skipping down to the period. V'das Rabbeinu, the Rambam Shita is, Shegvulos Eilam Menuim B'Reish Maseches Gittin. If you look, the first Mishnah Maseches Gittin gives a list of the borders, three sides of Eretz Yisrael. Western side, Rashi tells us, you'll need, because you have Yam HaMelech. But the borders listed over there in Gittin, behind the Rekham, the Ashkelon, the Akko, Hema Gvul Shekavshu Oli Mitzrayim. These are the borders which Yeshua, the Holy Mitzrayim, conquered. The Exikul Be'amad HaChorban. Avoshar Mekom HaShechutz Lahem. All these other places which are alpha of them. Asha Kavshu Sosam. Avol Chazra Agam V'Natlum U'Batla K'Shasam Oz. We'll see that in a moment. There's an idea in the Rambam. Let me go jump straight to that. I'm running out of time. Yikes. There's a major difference between the first conquest and the second. Kedusha Rishona, the Rambam spells this out in Halacha Hey, is Kedusha L'Shaita V'lo Kitchalot Bava. The Kedusha of the first conquest of the Old Mitzrayim is not a Kedusha which lasts forever. But the Kedusha, Kedusha Shnia, is Kedusha L'Shaita U'lo Asa Bava. The Kedusha of the Oli Bavel does last forever. Major, major difference. The Oli Mitzrayim, whatever they conquered, does not last forever. The Kedusha of the Oli Bavel does last forever. Why is that so? We'll get to that in a moment. But another question. If the Kedusha, the first Kedusha anyway, doesn't last forever, why are we getting involved in the whole machlokas about Syria and David? It doesn't matter. Kedusha Rishona is lo kitcha lost lava. We happen to know Ezra, B'nai Ezra, they didn't go back to Syria. So Syria doesn't have a din of Eretz Israel. So why is the Gemara getting involved in some machlokas which really has no nafkamina? Once we hold Kedusha Rishona lo kitcha lost lava. So all the Mefarshim asked this question. Very strong question. Chaim Brisker answers this question with a beautiful diyuk in the Rambam. When the Rambam says over in Halacha Hey, look what he writes. Koshek Ziko Olim Mitzrayim V'Nitzkatsha Kedusha Rishona Kiva Shegalu Bala Kedushasam Shekedusha Rishona Fi Shalaisim Ne'akibosh Bovad Kishel Asaitim. The first Kedusha was Ne'akibosh Bovad, was only because of the conquering. That conquering doesn't last forever. But Kivan Sha'alu B'dei HaGola Ve'ekziku B'mixas Aretz Kedusha Shnia Homedes La'olam Meshaita La'asalava. You know the differences between the Olam Mitzrayim and the Olam Bavel? The Olam Mitzrayim conquered the land. If that's how the Kedusha is coming, it's only as good as it being conquered. When we have physical control of the land, it has Kedusha. The moment we go with the Golas and the Goyim take away our land, the Kedusha goes away. The first Kedusha came through conquering. That Kedusha goes away when we lose the power of it. And that's why the Kedusha of the Olam Mitzrayim is lo kitcha lasalav. But the second Kedusha, the Oli Bavel, that doesn't come from being kovishit, from conquering the land. That comes from a chazaka. From we got back onto the land, we were given permission to go back on the land, we got back on the land, and now we have a chazaka. If that's how you're getting the land, not from conquering it, but through a chazaka, that lasts forever. And in fact, that's what Chaim Brisker wants to say. That's why, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, these places, it makes a nafkamina. What kibush yachid would mean we didn't have a full chazak on the land. If you don't have a full chazak on the land, it's only a kibush yachid, then it won't get the status of kedusha l'shalavu. So that's the nafkamina where the kibush yachid works or doesn't. Just to summarize, you know, these ideas definitely have quite a bit of a nafkamina. There's a Sefer Tzitz Eliezer from Eliezer Waldenberg, big dayan in Eretz Yisrael, phenomenal. He has pages and pages of talking about the implications of the sugya. What about the Golan Heights? What about here? What about there? Is that considered part of Eretz Yisrael or not? We see from the halacha here, from Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam, what constitutes Eretz Yisrael is not just what's written in the Chumash. We might need that for a mitzvah for what to conquer, for guidelines, lasad lava, to make Avar Yardain part. But really what constitutes where something's part of the land of Israel is the Kvisha, is the conquering of it. And we saw three different shitas how you go about conquering it. But that's all in the Kibush of the Oli Mitzrayim. The Kibush, the Oli Bavel, that's based on a Chazaka, and that, Bez Hashem, is something that we have Kedusha Rishona, is Kitshel Asa Bavel. Thank you very much.